Connor, for what's going on, Dan?
John, Australia will head into day two of the Boxing Day Test against Sri Lanka at 3 for 150, with Michael Clark unbeaten on 20 and Shane Watson on 13. Sri Lanka, they were dismissed yesterday for 156. And I mean, it's either you can either give credit to our bowlers, including Mitchell Johnson, who took 4, and Jackson Bird on debut, who took 2, or you can criticise Sri Lanka's batsmen, who, and the best of them was Kumar Sangakkara, 58, and he was the only player to really make a dent on the scoreboard there, and became the 11th player to surpass 10,000 test runs in the process as well. So you can either criticise the Sri Lankans or give the Australians a pat on the back. But Australia going in a very dominant position in today too. And Michael Clark himself on the verge of a personal milestone. He needs just 36 more runs in this test to surpass Ricky Ponting's record for the most runs by an Australian in a calendar year. And he could very well clock that up in the first session this morning, you'd imagine.
Well, indeed. Now, how far, we may not know this at all, Dan, but what is the most runs ever scored in a calendar year? It's over 1,700, I think. And Captain Pup is now a bit over 1,500, isn't he? So if he gets a double ton here, one imagines he could march into history.
Yeah, certainly. And this is just the first innings. And if Sri Lanka's confidence takes a battering, because it certainly was yesterday as they made too many silly mistakes, that is certainly a possibility for Clark. We'll see how he goes today in terms of that record. Yep. We still had some 2020 last night.
Did we?
Despite the test going on, Ricky Ponting himself led the Hobart Hurricanes to a 7-wicket win over the Sydney Sixers at the SCG. The Sixers made 8 for 154, but then that was chased down with one ball remaining, and Ponting hit 63 in that one tonight.
Is that his second 63 in two innings, is it, Dan?
I don't know if the first one was a 63, but he starred in their last game as well for the Hurricanes. So he's doing quite well in the shorter form of the game.
And what's happened to that old Sixers spirit, Dan?
It's been decimated.
They still haven't won a match since, what was it, December the 29th, 2011?
That was the Thunder, I think, but the Sixers aren't doing too much better. They're not at all. Tonight, the Adelaide Strikers take on the Melbourne Stars. Both of them are doing well. 3 wins apiece in this year's tournament. And the Sydney to Hobart, just having a look at the Yachts a moment ago, Wild Oats 11, it's still a chance of catching up on its on-record pace. 17 nautical miles southeast of Gabo Island, leads Ragamuffin Loyal by 16 nautical miles and has nearly entered Bass Strait.
Right, okay. And there'll be more from Dan after the news.